wanting that dog to attack another person or another dog,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would they say to them?
You know, they haven't trained to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, just say they're a vicious dog.
Mm-hmm. And when they would get ready to, would they, did they, the owner, what would he say to that dog to make the dog attack? Did you ever hear
this? No, I think they just had trained them and mm-hmm. they didn't have to tell them.
Didn't have to tell them.
Now, my brother, Thomas, younger brother, he left to hunt. And he had a very fine foxhound.
Mm-hmm.
He got it from Tennessee. And so that dog would not let a Negro come in this yard.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never touch a white person,
mm-hmm.
nor even go to Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't let a little Negro. And he was crazy about Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Dorothy was going to school one day, Mr. was living down here at this house, a two-story house, and he came up back of Dorothy and grabbed her, you know, so she wouldn't know it. Well, this dog was on his back before he, you wouldn't think it, he was around. But he, you bet he put Dorothy down in a hurry.
Oh, I bet he did.
And I had to go out there, and Dorothy talked to, the dog was named Lua, and she had to talk to him. But anything she'd say, he'd do. Oh, you just never have seen such a dog as that one.
Well, now, if a person had a vicious dog, for example, and they kept it inside a fence,
they'd have to keep him up.
They'd have to keep him up. Now, if somebody kept insisting on going inside that fence anyway, then you might say, now, you better be careful or you're going to get
a bite.
And now I suppose that, did people have vicious dogs much? Do you remember back then?
No, I don't remember. Most of them are rabbit dogs and squirrel dogs and
mm-hmm. well, now, did
bird
children,
dogs.
Oh, and bird. Now, did children ever get?
They never get so attached to them.
Did any of them, did they ever bite children? Did any of them, children get,
Well, some children get bitten, but they, a mad dog bitten.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so they have to take that treatment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I knew a boy that took that treatment, a dog bit him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was as smart as he could be. He used to make A's and everything. But after that, and he had to take that treatment, he was just like a crazy somebody.
Oh.
And he married some woman that had, oh, I don't know how many children, that worked in a restaurant.
Mm.
And he was from a nice family, good family. So that just nearly killed Miss Strava,
sure.
His mother. Well, and from that on, I was used to dogs all my life and I wasn't afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
But from that on, I have been afraid of dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, ever since that
happened. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
When the dogs come up close to me, I'm trying to get away.
Well, what would you call a dog that's no particular breed of dog, just...
Cur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about those little dogs that people would keep in their yard, that little old tiny dogs that would bark all the time?
Mm-hmm.
What did they call those?
Barking dogs, I reckon.
They ever call them feist?
Well, they have little feist.
Yeah, that's what I mean, little, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they were more in the house.
They were more in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be, I see. Mm-hmm. In a herd of cattle, what would they call a male?
Bull.
Well, did you ever remember, like, when you were growing up, that they wouldn't say that around the